every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Clearing out furniture? Free. Ripping out old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. No hidden fees, just free installation on carpet $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. See HomeDepot.com for details. Offer ends June 7th.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Picture it. Your car and home insurance are perfectly bundled. You're saving loads of money, and life is so much easier. You exist in a heightened state of easy peasiness. Life is as easy as it is peasy. As peasy as it is easy.
Experience oneness. Bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, Metro PCS and Cricket customers. Are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to four lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow, now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
When this world seems complicated...
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
It's got a chance! Grand slam!
Wilson Contreras has just hit a granny.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host the Charlotte Checkers at 7 on Tuesday at Allstate Arena in an elimination game of the Calder Cup playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff information. We start with baseball and the Cubs opening a series in Pittsburgh tonight. Brett Anderson opposes Chad Kuhl. First pitch here on the Score at 6:05. Chris Bryant will join Goff and Bernstein tomorrow at 2. The White Sox host the Royals tonight. Miguel Gonzalez faces Jason Vargas. First pitch at 7:10. On to the NBA and the Bulls. This from Casey Johnson's Twitter account. Rajon Rondo is out of his cast as his right hand is now in a wrap. And he has comments from Fred Hoiberg, who says, quote, his wrist tendon has quieted down a bit, so decided to remove the cast, but he's still in splint for his thumb and wrist. End quote. The Bulls and Celtics series is all tied up at 2. It goes back to Boston, and they resume play on Wednesday night. Also tonight, the Raptors host the Bucks in Game 5. Series is even at 2. The Wizards visit Atlanta up 2-1, and the Warriors go for a sweep at the Blazers. In the NHL, the Blackhawks, they fired assistant coach earlier today, Mike Kitchen. NFL news, former number one overall pick Jake Long is retiring after 9 seasons. This scoreboard update brought to you by First American Bank for a free checking account that fits your lifestyle. The security leader for over 140 years trusts ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. At ADT, they know your security is only as strong as the people who are backing you up. For 24/7 monitoring and peace of mind, visit ADT.com. I'm Matt Batacola. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score That's today, 5:30, when the Cubs take on the Pirates right here on The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour, The Score is brought to you by Osteo Relief Institute, specializing in non-surgical knee pain relief treatment.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Brad Stevens waves at Fred Hoiberg. And the game ends 104-95. And this Eastern Conference best of seven series is now tied at two games apiece.
Obviously, we got off to another poor start tonight. We dug ourselves a 10-point hole right out of the gate. Found a way to battle back all the way, take a lead. But you spent so much energy climbing out of that hole. We played extremely hard. I was really proud of Isaiah Cannon for coming out after, a lot of DNPs, being on the inactive list. We wanted to get him in there because he is a guy that can pressure the ball and pick up the ball full court. Hit a couple shots for us as well. So we wanted to get that in there. That was the plan coming in today. Jeez. If we didn't get off to a good start, he was going to get his opportunity.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Too much talking. Very simple answer why you're starting Isaiah Cannon for game five, Fred Hoiberg.
Other players blow.
Right. Jerry and Grant and Michael Carter-Williams aren't good at basketball. I've never been a fan of Michael Carter-Williams. Sure, he's a nice guy. He's always struck me as a goofball. I think that at best he is a fringe NBA player. That guy was a rookie of the year, by the way. He was an NBA rookie of the year. He started the first week of his career with a bunch of triple doubles in Philadelphia, and it's the old somebody's got to produce for
he
a bad
put
team.
Put it to Derrick Rose that year, remember?
Yeah, Derrick
remember
Rose that? Got an MVP on his match.
Yeah, but you remember
don't
that?
You ever blaspheme the Inglewood's finest.
There was one game, and I remember where I was watching.
Derrick had trouble with length. He's a long dude.
Yeah, and it was just like, come on, man. What was this guy doing to you? But you're right. He's bad.
He's
and
terrible.
Isaiah Cannon really isn't good either.
He's just ready.
But
he was the least bad of the four guys, Campaign, Jerry and Grant, Michael Carter-Williams, and Isaiah Cannon. Those are the people who were supposed to make up the, fill in the Rondo void. And if Rajon Rondo comes back and plays this series, he's an idiot.
Well, there's a lot of speculation that he's going to.
He shouldn't.
Because of his well-known, proven pain tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
He's been hurt a lot, and he's played through. He's always had a hyperextended this or a
moderately sprained
that.
Said it was the worst fracture that they had seen in a long time. Like, his thumb was pointing the other way, and he just dribbled with his left hand the entire game. He played through it, but if I'm his agent, and there's a $3 million buyout, and you're looking at this Bulls thing, and you fall apart like this for two games because the coach on the floor is no longer there? Come on. Stop.
It shouldn't be that bad.
Business decision.
You shouldn't have had that kind of reason to go to open 14-4.
Well, number three went to sleep on you. Dwayne Wade was terrible. Nico Mirotic turned down shot after shot, and then when he didn't turn him down, he was pulling the trigger too late.
Or from too far away.
Right. Well, he's good for that. He's got a little Josh Smith in him, where once he hits that one, the opponent's like, oh yeah, he thinks he's on fire. And if he is,
that's a comp I didn't see coming, but I totally get it.
Yeah. Josh Smith would hit his first two threes and NBA teams would celebrate it because they knew in the fourth quarter
he thinks he's good
three
now.
More were going up. Yep. And he was going to miss all three of them in crunch time. Nico's got a little bit of that to this game. And the Kendall Gill analysis on the Mully and Hanley show this morning, I disagree with just a little bit. Because if you're trying to throw a big lineup out there when they've got their small lineup out there, and Gerald Green, the panic move that we talked about on Friday, it finally it worked for them in game four. And if you're going to get 18 from Gerald Green, just chalk up that W because Isaiah Thomas is going to give you his 25. But they can't be big out there and be a plus three or a plus four on the glass. You got
to
be plus nine,
big
plus 10.
Big has to matter.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, because now what you're doing is you've got four smalls out there, and at some point, Robin Lopez is going to have to switch on somebody if they're running screen rolls. See, these are the things. Fred Hoiberg isn't a dumb coach. He's just a guy who's had his issues with rotations. He's had his issues with getting refs respect, as we see, and players respect. But he understands that if Robin Lopez is out there and you're not banging them on the glass – you can't have him out there for too long.
Well, the Bulls have had a recognition speed problem that the Celtics haven't had, where the Celtics know a matchup.
And maybe that's just they practice it, or they're more aware of it, or they communicate it better. But when Isaiah Thomas is guarding you, it's okay to turn your back to the basket, get your hip into him.
Extend the arm.
And just give yourself a little room. He's 5'9".
He's guarding Dwayne Wade the fourth quarter.
Well, okay, Dwayne Wade can post up, or could.
What tense are we going with here?
There was a time when Dwayne had...
Two games ago!
Spin moves, drop steps, hold him off.
He started hitting those threes because he got a couple of good looks in the paint. Like, that's what any scorer will do. Dwayne Wade was a zombie in game four. I didn't see it coming. I was legit and I was legit excited on Twitter. Like, yo, I don't know why I feel this way about this playoff game, but I'm kind of excited about it. Like, this is, you know,
and then you were
playoff
mad
basketball
on Twitter.
I was very angry. Mississippi Finest got past that 10-11 minute mark where he had been in the game. I'm like, oh. And then you look at the box score, and you're like, 33 minutes and 34 seconds or something like that from Isaiah Cannon. This is a dude the 76ers are like, we're good? We're okay on that?
Sometimes you get the crazy this guy game, but you got to win.
But it ain't that guy.
Like Nene, for example. Like, that was your... Nene's like 72 years old now. And
got the gray dreads.
Seriously.
He did not miss a shot.
He didn't miss a shot.
Like, that's not hyperbole. Like, he literally did not miss a shot
from
the field.
What, 12 rebounds too?
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
He was killing them.
And Rick Tellinger still doesn't know who he is.
Trying to find Nene, cannot.
Yeah, well.
Well, you can find him.
Yeah.
Gray dreads. Who's the last NBA player with gray dreads?
Just held on to it that long. I mean, we can go back to the taste mask. I know with our guy, Jerry Rice.
No, those just were receding
the braids,
dreads.
The braids that started out with the spiral coin in the back of his head where it was like, what's going on there? Why do you still have those? Like, if I could see half of your forehead and all the way back to your ears, you shouldn't have dreads.
Maybe the taste mask was mandatory. Like, well, there's some...
punishment?
There's some unwritten rule that if you let things get away, it's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Now you have to wear the taste mask.
It's like a public shaming, like putting them in the... stocks, right?
You're
now
an idiot.
You're sentenced
to a week
in the taste mask.
No, see, not no.
Like,
I'm not gonna go. No,
and Nene, it doesn't apply to Nene because he's Brazilian.
Yeah,
right.
Mabiner Hilario. And people were giving him Nene. It's not Nene. It's Nene. It's been Nene forever now, and people are calling him Nene.
Is that like the whip and the Nene?
Well, you know, every once in a while, you do have to give a whip and then an A&A. You know, if you're at a bar mitzvah or something like that.
That's about all. That's the only place you're going to see it.
That's when you know. Yeah. That's when you know something has been out long enough that it can now die in the cooler.
We had four years of bar mitzvahs in Omaha, Nebraska, and I should have done a sociological study and charted everything for you. Where it's cranked
when the culture meets, you know, some young man's. You know, his face on a mug for you as a parting gift.
Wait till November, you'll get.
Hey, one of the greatest parties I've ever been to was Holly Chen's bat mitzvah, and it was outstanding. Like, we did everything there. Like, we had all the drugs, all the beverages, everything.
It was
in Skokie. Come on,
okay,
where all the Jews are.
Right, but you don't have to have the party there.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the stories you hear about, like, they fly your men on a helicopter to the Ritz. There's some stories.
Holly was adopted, and, you know, it was cool because you saw some of her, like, original Asian family there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and I got myself... You're
probably a little confused.
Why are we here? Like, what's going on here? Like, who are you? Why do you know my daughter? Like, I know your daughter better than you know your daughter.
Now you're going to be really good at math. Right?
When the Jews and the Asians collide. No, seriously, though, I know that something has died when either Chris Berman or an NCAA basketball coach or a bat mitzvah has taken it over. That's when the culture, that's when you move on from
Jay,
it.
When the DJ is passing out plastic multicolor light up grills. Just for that song.
What?
And show me your grill and all the kids have it and you bite down on it and it flashes different colors.
This is what it is, huh?
Uh-huh. That was years ago, but that was...
We don't have anything like that. We don't have those things. All we got is that that mandatory Chuck E. Cheese birthday that you have to do.
You could have a quinceañera if you would like.
I can't.
Sure you can. Throw yourself one. Not,
well, maybe I could, though.
Throw yourself a belated quinceañera.
No, I'm not talking about me, but like the kid. But don't you have to be a young lady?
Yes.
To be having, yeah, I was about to say.
Otherwise, it'd be a quinceañero.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Or a canyonero?
A canyonero.
No, man.
Yeah.
Anything.
I don't know. My daughter just went to her first quinceañero. Yeah. A friend of hers from high school. Yeah. She said
it was
nice.
Fun?
They had a great time.
Yeah. I mean, not much can happen, you know, when you turn 15. You rent out some hall and, you know, you have yourself a bunch of pizza and root beer and, you know, you talk about the other kids in the class who you don't like that are across the way that your parents made you invite, and then you all go home. You know, it's not much to be done.
847 texter says, even if Rondo comes back and is bad, isn't his injury and playing at less than 100% a decent free agency excuse?
But if you don't play and the Bulls get eliminated after going up 2-0 under your guidance,
That shows your value.
Yeah, that's the, hey, you know, bring that big bag with the dollar sign on it. I'll let you know how much should be in there. And then you open it up and you tell them to keep dumping. Keep dumping in. Keep pouring
but
in.
But you still, although his free agency becomes very complicated at this point, mm-hmm. because of his age, because of his history, because sometimes you don't know what he wants to be. Is he going to, does he want to be a backup on a great team? How much of your offense, like you said, like the Bulls figured out this year, it's like a quarterback who is a running quarterback instead of a passer, right? That if something
got him,
do you,
there.
Right, do mm-hmm. you have to completely retrofit what you do if he's going to be your guy? The Bulls learned that. Right. Like you say, the Bulls learned that we just
ball dominant point guard.
If we're going to go with him, we got to let him be him.
Right.
And he's just going to do what he does, and it's not going to look maybe the way I see it in my head.
Right.
So if you it's a tough spot for him as a backup. As smart as he is, the assistant coach on the floor and all that, he doesn't want to run your stuff exactly as you want it all
and
the
time. And if you do run it, it better be better than what he had in his head for the team.
Right.
It better be better. And some people can convince him. It took Doc Rivers a while. And speaking of, look, you know, there's a player out for the Los Angeles Clippers, and I heard broadcasters say for the first time that Blake Griffin doesn't really kill you as much as you think. And I had to think about it for a while because I'm a Blake Griffin fan. I think Blake Griffin has been exactly what he was supposed to be. There was a lot of Karl Malone stuff that was thrown on him when he came out of school about, you know, he could have that kind of body and develop a jump shot. And he has become a better free throw shooter, better ball handler, a terrific passer, actually, with the high-low stuff that he and DeAndre Jordan are able to do. But if the Bulls don't take this thing back to the lab, if Jimmy Butler is content, would you be opposed to Blake Griffin finding his way on the west side of Chicago? Because
what is he, 28?
I think he's right around there.
27, 28?
I think he's right around there, because then this whole thing would get restarted. Where it's
I'm
like,
cool with that. Why not?
Yeah, because if you're going to go star ball, you know, Dwayne Wade's not gonna be here just losing. You know, he'll be here and you'll be average and you'll have your nights. Or he'll be here and you'll be good, and he'll have a couple of, you know, those old school games. You're like, ah, Dwayne Wade's alive again.
He can see the end from where
he
is.
Oh, no doubt.
He's no dummy.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. He, trust me. He understands that it's over. It's probably his last deal. But Blake Griffin.
Just turned 28 last month.
Just turned 28. And for all the talk, you know, everybody likes to go back. The Memphis Grizzlies series from 4 years ago is burned and etched into everybody's brain when it comes to Blake. Oh, he's soft. Well, let me tell you something. Not many people are going to stand up to Zach Randolph. Not many. Zach Randolph will hurt you. And the triple OG was on that team as well, and Tony Allen. So, and the NBA has long told their stars since the Knicks, you know, Bulls, Pacers days in the Eastern Conference, where stars were fighting and everyone was looking crazy out here, and you people rooted for it then and act like you rooted for it then, but you really didn't, because the NBA, you know, kind of did some market tests and people were very scared that the big black men were throwing fists out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So they tell their stars not to fight. Blake Griffin has followed those rules and stayed away from fighting, and has gotten the soft label over the last 3 or 4 years. Maybe because of injury, maybe because he threw a punch that broke a trainer's face. But Blake Griffin is still, to me, one of those guys where, you know, you're not going to throw him up on that top tier of player. You're not going to throw him in that Anthony Davis, DeMarcus Cousins realm.
Give you something to watch. If he's healthy, he gives you something to watch.
Yeah. Would you
give you a different movie.
Now, is it a different version of NBA hell?
Probably.
You sure?
Yes. It is. That's exactly what it is.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you're just, I mean.
Because how long do you think the Cavs are going to be good? Not good, but how long do you think the Cavs are going to be far and away the best team in the East?
I don't know that he's going to, regardless, end up being the bell cow on a champion.
No. I'm not saying the bell cow.
Okay.
I'm not saying the bell cow, but
within the window of him being a bull, would the Bulls then
Jimmy
be
Butler
good again?
And Blake Griffin, would you, as a Bulls fan, would you be willing to go to war with that and say, you know, I see LeBron for 7 games with that?
I see this East, and I think, why? Yeah, fine. Okay. I can't be picky right now. Is the answer? I'm not copping out.
I'm not saying you are.
Yeah.
But if one way is the wrong way, you know, we think that this is the wrong way.
I know they're going to go the wrong way. It's just a matter of which way, right? And whether or not I want to flip the television on it.
I know my house isn't that way, right. So I'm going to go that way and find my way that way.
I'll sleep somewhere.
Right.
I'll find somewhere. Somebody will let me in.
Because they're going to blow this Clippers thing up. They got to.
644-6767. Get your thoughts. Chicago baseball game day schedule presented by Four Winds Casino. Cubs at Pittsburgh. Sox at home against Kansas City. Four Winds Casino in nearby Southwest Michigan for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. I have this question for you, and we'll grab some Bulls phone calls. But have you ever thought that your breakfast needed feel and distance? Has that thought ever occurred to you? That your
feel,
that if only your breakfast had greater feel and distance.
Oh.
Because you can have it.
Uh-oh.
I'll explain what I'm talking about in a moment on the Score.
World champion Cubs manager Joe Maddon talks with a Spiegel and Parkin show tomorrow at noon on the Score.
Hitters go through it. Pitchers go through it. You go through fielding slumps, hitting slumps, throwing your fastball to the outside, corner slumps. It just happens.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Brought to you by State Farm, here to help life go right. And by Sam Adams. Pursue better.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Blake Griffin is hurt again and out for the rest of the playoffs with a toe injury. I'd love to say that I'm surprised, but I'm not, and neither is anybody else. I'm not saying it's his fault either. Breaking his hand on a coworker's face who is half his size and missing a huge chunk of the season, that was his fault. This isn't. It's just SOP for Griff. Getting hurt again and not being available for the team when it needs him most. But let's look at the bright side here. Because he went down when he did, the worst possible time, it may actually spare the Clips another embarrassing beatdown at the hands of Golden State in the second round. Because with Griffin out again, they may not get out of the first round. Which begs the question, has he already played his last game for the Clippers? It says here he has. Unless winning 50 games in the regular season every single year is all you aspire to. I'm Jim Rome.
Look into
it's spring clearance time at Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, and we're selling new Jeeps with rock bottom pricing. For a limited time only, a brand new 2017 Jeep Cherokee is just $18,900. That's a brand new Cherokee for under 19 grand. Hurry in today because the spring clearance event ends May 1st. Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 173 or visit driveantioch.com.
On select models, plus tax, title, license, and DACA, ends 5/1/17.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
Real.
Now they're trying to pin the ISIS gunmen down.
Honest.
Is it true that there may be 20 people alive buried in the back?
Essential.
This is high tide. Clearly, it is the flooding that's going to be the problem for the people here.
Real news every evening.
We'll begin tonight with breaking news.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Weeknights.
The Jake Brown Show on Play.A.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to the Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiBattista.
Hey, it's your boy, Lil B.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to the Jake Brown Show at Play.A and iTunes.
CBS Sunday. Don't miss Elementary.
It's been 5 years since you committed to being a detective.
Do I get a cake for that?
Holmes.
What do you and I do? It's not a job, it's a calling.
Watson.
The problem is that you think you're smarter than everyone else.
I am smarter than everyone else, demonstrably.
When these two get together...
I was gone for 5 minutes. You built a bomb?
My intention is to solve a murder.
It's anything but Elementary.
He's been really hard to catch, but he's going down today.
Quite.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer...
She wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern...
He usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside...
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We save lives, and that's all that matters.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, Numail's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, Numail Medical Center, today.
Join 670 The Score for the first round of the 2017 NFL Draft at Cork and Carry on Southwestern Avenue in the Beverly neighborhood. Bernstein and Goff will be broadcasting live from 1 to 6. Then stick around for the voices of Bears Radio, Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, joined by Bears great Patrick Manley, NFL Hall of Fame journalist Dan Pompey, and The Score's senior football analyst Hub Arkish, as they break down the Bears' third overall pick and all of the teams until 10 p.m. from Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
All right, when you sit down for breakfast.
All right, well, we're already off to a bad start because it doesn't happen very often.
Well, you can eat standing
brunch
up too.
Every once in a while.
Okay, but there are certain things you look for in your hash browns, right? Because I know some of us can be big fans of a lovely plate of hash browns. I do that more if I do like a late night breakfast for dinner kind of thing. One of my favorite things in the world, scattered, smothered, covered hash browns. But here's something that you don't usually expect. I want to thank our guy Joe Bartosh over at WBBM for sending this to me early this morning. And this is a CNN story. You have an early morning golf match. You make coffee and you contemplate the optimal breakfast to help you hit the ball straighter and calm those first tee jitters. For now, skip frozen hash browns sold in 9 states under the Harris Teeter and Roundy's brands. The potatoes may contain pieces of golf balls, according to the hash brown maker.
What?
McCain Foods USA's recall notice on the U.S. Food and Drug Administration site says the hash browns could be, quote, contaminated with extraneous golf ball materials that may have been inadvertently harvested with potatoes used to make this product. Consumption of these products may pose a choking hazard or other physical injury to the mouth.
You think?
There have been no reported injuries, but McCain Foods is recalling 2-pound bags of Roundy's brand frozen Southern style hash browns from Mariano's, Metro Market, and Pick and Save in Illinois and Wisconsin, and bags of Harris Teeter brand frozen Southern style sold in North and South Carolina, Virginia, D.C., Delaware, Florida, Georgia, and Maryland. The product should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. So think about what was happening. Somebody was hitting golf balls into the potato fields.
And they harvested.
And they went in. They had a machine scoop up the potatoes. And I don't know how big the potatoes are, but enough.
Usually there's the golf balls in it.
Yep. It might be a little filter in there. It could be the size of a small red potato or something like that. I don't know exactly what kind of potatoes we're talking about, but is there a proximity to a driving range?
Well, if you're going to do that, just think about how much stuff gets into our food and we just consume it anyway.
Right. And we don't really care. I wasn't even going to go there, but maybe you're not getting enough sirloin or bellota in your diet, and this would be a good way of raising those levels.
Feel and distance.
You know, right, you get a little feel and distance in your hash browns. And see, Rosner's probably already had like 4 bags of this stuff.
No, just the golf balls. He eats golf balls. That's it. It's not even potatoes.
He wouldn't know the damn difference.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host the Charlotte Checkers at 7 on Tuesday at Allstate Arena and an elimination game of the Calder Cup playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff information. We start with the Bulls and this news coming out about Rajon Rondo that he's out of his cast, but his hand is still in a wrap. Head coach Fred Hoiberg said his wrist tendon is quieted down a bit, so they decided to remove the cast, but he's still in a splint for his thumb and wrist. Isaiah Cannon will start at point guard on Wednesday when the series with Boston resumes in Boston. Of course, the series is tied up at 2 apiece. Also in the NBA this evening, the Raptors host the Bucks in Game 5. That series is tied to 2. The Wizards visit Atlanta up 2-1, and the Warriors go for a sweep at the Blazers. On to baseball, the Cubs open a series in Pittsburgh tonight. Brett Anderson opposes Chad Poole. First pitch at 6:05. Chris Bryant will join Goff and Bernstein tomorrow at 2. The White Sox, they host the Royals. Miguel Gonzalez faces Jason Vargas. That first pitch is at 7:10 on the south side. In the NHL, the Blackhawks made a move today, and they fired assistant coach Mike Kitchen. In the NFL, former number one overall pick Jake Long, he's retiring after 9 seasons. He played in Miami, St. Louis, Atlanta, and Minnesota. Are you hiring? We'll join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. And the closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. Big day for the markets. Dow up 216, closing at 20,763. NASDAQ plus 73 to 5983. And S&P's up 25 to 2374. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. We're celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score, that's today, 5:30, Cubs and Pirates, right here on The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was sponsored by the College Illinois 529 prepaid tuition program.
She just found out how high tuition rates will be by the time of qualifying accounts.
Thanks, guys. Okay, D. Rose is here.
Little PJ.
Auditioning as a point guard.
Wow.
I didn't... Oh, Neil Funk. That?
The rare shade from Neil Funk.
Oh, somebody must not have gotten their playoff bonus. He's going rogue out there. Ain't carrying water no more. I like courtesy of Comcast Sportsnet. I did not know that happened. I knew it happened, but I was watching on the TNT side.
Even Stacey was surprised.
Yeah. Stacey was like, all right.
All right, thanks, guys. Okay, D. Rose is here.
Little PJ.
Auditioning as a point guard.
Wow. Shout out to Neil.
There it is, hey, Neil.
Everybody's watching it.
Right, more of that.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Derrick Rose showed up to a Bulls playoff game last night. And, you know, immediately when I saw the talk of it, because I heard that he was in town, and he was actually at the Memphis game a couple of nights ago, and him and his new lady were out there, and I'm like, all right, he may come back here for whatever reason. Then KC tweeted it out, and immediately my eyes went like, all right, what is he doing? Like, does he not understand? And then I kind of backed off of it because he's still a Bulls fan. And you don't see it often because the camera doesn't take you there often. Name players you don't normally see in a crowd because name players are usually in the playoffs. But I'll never forget the only year that LeBron James didn't make the playoffs was his rookie year. And Carmelo Anthony was a Denver Nugget, and they made it his rookie year. And famously so, LeBron James was at every one of the Denver home games. And he bought a skybox. He was up there hanging out watching his boy Melo play. And he was, he was interviewed about it when he was after his rookie year, saying, hey, I never want to feel that feeling again, but I just enjoy NBA basketball. Ryan Baker caught up with Derrick Rose in the tunnel.
Saw that.
On Instagram. And he asked him, was he still, are you still a Bulls fan? And Derrick, said something to the effect of always, always. I'm always going to be a Bulls fan. And he's walking with PJ, and then Jerry Reinsdorf taps him on the shoulder. And Derrick explodes it's as if you hadn't seen a teacher that saw you become a man or something like that for a long time. And you saw the genuine respect and admiration and love between the two of those guys there.
And Harold was there.
Evidently.
Yeah, Harold Baines yes. Snuck his way. It's almost like, where's Harold? like that's the new Chicago thing. Like, Harold just sneaking his way into shots.
Is he Ronnie Woo?
I don't think Harold is Ronnie Woo Woo.
Evidently.
I know! Harold's doing a lot better than Ronnie Woo Woo. But there was like a human element to that thing last night. It really was. It really was. And PJ is out there. PJ's like a little model now. And PJ's got jeans that cost more than my life. Like, PJ is out there styling and profiling at all times. But it was, and if you didn't see it on Instagram, it's on Ryan Baker Media.
It's on Twitter too.
Yeah, it's on Twitter. Okay. And the interaction with Jerry Reinsdorf, it was kind of, these last couple of years have not been kind to Derrick Rose. And he's made some terrible decisions. Of course, he's been hurt, hurt this year, at the end of this year. But There was something cool about the vibe that, the bubble that we talk about, whether it be politically or sports radio wise, the echo chamber that sports radio truly is, and the way we kind of fashion things that if we think them, then everybody must think them. There's a lot of love for Derrick Rose, and there always will be.
Know that.
There always will be. And you saw it and the ovation that he got. And it was a former player thing that they were doing on the big screen. Horace Grant and Scottie Pippen sitting next to each other. They did one. I believe they did it for Bill Wennington as well. So it wasn't just, oh, by the way, Derrick Rose is here. So it was a cool moment, I thought, last night for a guy who had a really rocky breakup with the organization. And it's good to see Jerry Reinsdorf and him share that moment on Instagram.
As is often the case. Let me think about it. You just mentioned Horace Grant and Scottie Pippen before that. Mm-hmm. You think their departures were even rockier than Derek's. Jim in Bloomingdale, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Fine.
So when I first caught news that Blake Griffin was out with the toe, the four-letter network showed a stat that made me think. Over the last two seasons, including the playoffs, he's missed 130 games.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a lot of games, and I think he would be awesome in a Bulls uniform, but it would be just the Bulls' luck to get this guy for the right price and then something go wrong.
Well, he's got 1 year left on his deal, so
right.
He would be coming with 1 year to prove it and then be a UFA after that. So it wouldn't be the Bulls re-upping or renegotiating with him. It'd be him, if it did happen this offseason, it'd be him coming at a price tag of $21 million.
We have a texter who says, yes, that potato farm is next to a driving range. And how about this from the 217? Andrew in Champaign says, guys, I'm a farmer, and many of my fields are near residential areas. You cannot believe the amount of golf balls we see every year. He said, I love listening to the show in the tractor. Well, I guess I never really thought of that. I never thought of farmers having to deal with enough golf balls that it becomes a concern in mm-hmm. processing whatever they're harvesting.
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, you should probably have a system that keeps them out of the finished hash brown product.
Right, like a filtration system that golf ball size things
right,
won't get through to the area they get sucked up in ground.
I'm sure they've got, because
they're not catching all the golf balls. Maybe a couple of them get in there some way, somehow.
Right, there's rocks. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's stuff when you're digging up earth or digging up potatoes, I would think there's going to be, you know, small animals and things that get
people.
I would wonder, I'm sure there's farmers have ridiculous stories about the craziest things they've found trying to separate out their harvest from whatever it is. It's like you hear the fishermen with there's one guy in Russia. There is, and I forgot the exact Twitter account. It's actually in Russian, but he's a Russian commercial fisherman in deep water, deep cold water. And on his Twitter feed, he posts pictures of bycatch, of like sea monsters that mm-hmm. find their way into his nets, or I don't know exactly.
Things that science hasn't recorded yet, those kinds of things.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about the, you know,
things that have been swimming around for millions of years.
Things with lanterns on their heads and, you know, mouths, like octagonal mouths with three sets of teeth and but it's very cool. And he takes good pictures of it. It's like, look what we caught.
You should tweet that out.
What?
You should find it and tweet it out.
What, the fisherman?
Yeah, that guy. So people can watch him do his thing with the bycatch.
I will try. And what's happening with the bycatch now, if they get enough of it, they make up a new name for it, and they sell it to you.
Right? Yeah.
Well, no. I'm not saying it's a species. Oh. It's like what happened with Patagonian toothfish. This big, ugly, nasty, awful-looking fish that kept finding its way into nets. And they said, well, wait a second. Nobody's going to buy the Patagonian toothfish. What's it taste like? It doesn't really taste like anything, but we can get giant chunks of really white meat. Okay, what do you want to call it? Let's call it Chilean sea bass.
It is.
And they said, okay, we'll call it Chilean sea bass. Next thing you know, they're charging $20 for it, and somebody's ladling a tiny bit of sauce on it.
Capitalism, baby.
That was just something that was finding its way into boats they used to throw out. And they're like, it's white enough, and sort of like how I got my job.
this from our Twitter feed from Seamus Scanlon. Always will appreciate Rose for a portion of his time here, but keep his ass off the Bulls in the future. Well, nobody's talking
he's
about signing Derrick Rose.
He's not going back to the Bulls.
Yeah, but he's just hanging out, watching his team. And he was sitting in the seats that I believe Reggie and Allen used to sit in, and his mom as well, right there on the baseline, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know where the camera angle was. But yeah, it was a fun, cool moment last night to see, because he's still got friends on the team. Mm-hmm. He's still, you know, people still like him in that locker room, and And Jimmy Butler went to the line 20 damn times and doing his thing, but the Bulls caught an L. But it was a cool moment after the game to see Jerry Reinsdorf meet up in the tunnel with Derek Rose.
We had some people responding to the talk earlier about the Blackhawks firing Mike Kitchen. You know, we dismissed that, so like it was like the hitting coach. And some of my hockey peeps have reached out to say it might be a little something more than just a run-of-the-mill assistant coach firing. So I can give you some specifics on that. I know there's a lot more you want to get to, too. We haven't done a whole lot of baseball today.
Yeah, there's something brewing here when we talk about the baseball police. Some good audio from the baseball police stuff as well.
Well, and you know what? You wanted to do that because the stuff about some of these purpose pitches and all that, it's assault. And somebody's going to get killed. Someone's going to get killed, and this is dumb.
Speaking of, baseball has another issue this weekend with a kid getting drilled in the head and no nets, and SunTrust Park, I believe, or is it SunTrust in Atlanta, the new one? They've got nets all the way up to, I believe, the first baseline. So people are running out of excuses not to make sure that this is mandated in every single MLB stadium.
And the big fat dope running on the field at guaranteed rate. Yes, did you see that?
Yes.
And that was a big fat dope.
Yeah, you got to show those beatings though. I'm all for showing somebody getting the crap kicked out of them for trespassing. Got to show those.
So we'll do some of that baseball stuff after the top of the hour, the Bernstein and Goff Show. We are done at 5:30 today, making way for Cubs at Pirates on the Score.
Bears fans, Thursday, the 2017 NFL Draft begins. What will the Bears do with a third overall pick? Our team of Bears experts will be there to break down their decisions as the draft unfolds. Starting at 6 p.m., join radio voices of the Bears, Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, Hub Arkish, Hall of Fame journalist Dan Pompey, and former Bear great Patrick Manley for Chicago's best draft coverage. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Here from my friends over at Chevy. You know, who doesn't like hearing some good news? Woke up today, my boss Mitch said he was buying lunch. Now that's some good news for you. Maybe you came up on some tickets for tonight's game. That's some good news too. And for my friends at Chevrolet, the good news keeps on rolling in. What does good news mean to Chevy, you might ask? Well, for starters, they're the most awarded car company 3 years in a row, and now they're the fastest growing full-line brand, and it doesn't stop there. Chevy has received more J.D. Power Initial Quality Awards than any other brand for 4 years in a row. J.D. Power and Associates Choice for Large SUV, why, it's the Chevy Tahoe, of course. J.D. Power's Choice for Large Heavy Duty Pickup, it's the Silverado HD. And even Consumer Reports now lists Chevy Cruze as top pick for compact car, and the Chevy Impala the top pick for large sedan. That's a lot of high-ranking vehicles right there. Chevy is absolutely on a roll, and you're going to want to check them out. There's never been a better time to sign and drive, so stop by your local Chevy dealer today or click and drive at Chevy.com.
Welcome.
Golfers Bolingbrook Golf Club and its award-winning driving range and golf academy are open for the season. Come be impressed with one of Chicago's premier golf facilities. From the amazing clubhouse to the rolling 18-hole course layout, you'll walk away impressed. Bolingbrook is the perfect spot for your next outing, and there's still some prime outing dates available. Make your plans to join them for their fabulous Mother's Day brunch. Hurry, space is limited. For more information or to reserve your tee time or Mother's Day brunch reservation, call 630-771-9400 or visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're gonna make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're gonna open your gates or we're gonna break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're gonna need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Original reporting sets us apart on the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
We always ask ourselves on every story we do, is it right? Is it fair? Is it honest?
Top advisors admit the president was at a crossroads.
These strikes could backfire.
The experience that we have makes our broadcast unique.
Smoke from this fire is simply intense.
They've been met with a heavy police presence here.
I want the audience to say, wow, that was worth my time. I learned something.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted.
tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Kelly Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Monday on CBS is getting brighter with Two Broke Girls.
Sometimes the universe just gives you a gift.
Caroline and Max.
I'll go get you the wine list. Don't get excited. That's just a list of everything Caroline's whined about in the last year.
Two girls.
We'll be together way past when we should be.
That's just how we roll.
Two broke.
We don't have grooming money. I'm still cutting my hair with a sword.
And too funny.
Two scrappy girls with so little you can't help but love them. I hate them already.
Two Broke Girls. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Average household.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted, she was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern,
he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We save lives, and that's all that matters.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
If you're Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm frustrated. I'm angry. This was a tough loss for us all to take. Standing here April 22nd is not the way we expected our season to end, and it's a complete failure when you measure it against the expectations that we have of ourselves. We did not come even close to reaching the standard that we've set over the years here, and that's unacceptable.
Strong words from Stan Bowman as the Blackhawks bow out the Chicago hockey schedule presented by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. The Blackhawks will play in October, and that's the Chicago hockey schedule brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. So I bounced it off a couple people because I know that, and if you're just joining us, Mike Kitchen, longtime assistant, was let go by the Blackhawks today. And it wasn't one of these things where a contract expired or moving on to take another position. He was fired. And
guy who's been in charge of the penalty kill for the most part.
He is Joel Quenneville's guy. And I don't want to compare this to the Ron Adams firing from underneath Tom Thibodeau. But when I tried to dig a little bit deeper about what it might mean, I'm not alleging anything nefarious going on here, but it does hit close to home for Quenneville. I don't know how it happened. You heard it, in those comments, Stan Bowman said that he reaffirmed that Joel Quenneville was on solid footing as the coach and that they would be working together, making decisions going forward. But I would be very, very surprised, based on some conversations I had, I would be very surprised if it was initially Joel Quenneville's idea, let's put it that way, to fire his guy. And as one person told me,
could it be one of those things where you have to fire him and you say no, and then they do it, and then you kind of have to cede some power going forward?
I don't know. I wouldn't say that.
Because they come to you and say, I know that's, they understand the relationship between the two men, so when they're not going to up and fire him and let him know, you know, via a memo. They probably talk to him and saying, all right, what moves do we have to make here? And is it okay if Mike Kitchen is one of those moves? And if Q goes to bat for him and they still do it, what does that say about the relationship?
I don't know, because I don't know that it happened that way, so I can't add that level to it. But in one email with a knowledgeable hockey person in this market, He just said, I know people are joking about assistant coaches getting fired, but he used the term no small thing. He said, longtime right-hand man, longtime friend, and his analysis is it's putting him on notice. It's a power move on Bowman's part. It is not a small firing.
That's what I just said.
Yeah. So we don't know if he sort of said, look, you do this or I do this. You know, does he want to hear it from you? Or and look, there have been times where
you just don't fire a guy on a guy's staff without having some kind of conference with him.
There have been times where head coaches walked away.
Yeah.
There have been times where this kind of thing.
You're not going to fire my guy.
Right. How
am I going to look the other guys in the face?
Right. You're going to fire me instead.
Yeah. It's usually when that happens is because assistant coaches want a pay raise and a head coach is getting paid a whole bunch of money. And you look at the assistants who have helped you out and they probably left a decent job or left another job and came to your staff. And now it's time for them to go or it's time for them to get a pay bump. And the front office is like, no, we don't need that. We can replace that. That's usually a scenario, especially in NFL. Where guys are like, hey, I've been your offensive line coach in Atlanta and Detroit and now here in Kansas City. I would like more than a $25,000 pay raise every time I move. And the front office is like, hey, you'll take that 25 grand and you'll like it. I don't think we have to do anything for you. So I don't know if it's that kind of situation. The Blackhawks don't seem like they're hurting for money.
You also saw that Jonathan Toews, remember what we were talking about last week about his diet and his conditioning? And he said that he's going to condition himself differently. I know he's
started eating meat again.
I don't know that was addressed, but he's been a paid spokesman for some supplements, and he said he just didn't feel strong. We don't know if he was hurt. We don't know what he was dealing with.
It wasn't the same guy.
Right.
Wasn't the same guy.
Getting knocked around. The Chicago baseball game day schedule presented by Mattress Firm. Cubs at Pittsburgh. White Sox at home against the Royals. Mattress Firm, the final days of Mattress Firm's once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get savings of a lifetime. Like up to 70% off Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and more only at Mattress Firm. We got some baseball stupidity going on that needs to stop.
Yeah, Tanny hit me to this weekend and today. So it's some great audio that accompanies this as well, so you won't want to miss it. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. You want to jump in with anything? 312-644-6767 is the phone number. 670-11 is the tech zone right here on 670 The Score.
MVP Chris Bryant talks Cubs with Bernstein and Golf tomorrow at 2 on The Score.
You got Kyle Schwarber batting in front of you.
What really makes him great as a leadoff hitter is just the presence, stepping up to the box and seeing, you know, a big masher, you know, to lead off the game. You know, it kind of puts a little bit of fear in the other pitcher's eyes.
Chris Bryant with Bernstein and Golf.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
How would you like to make some serious cash flipping houses in your area? Well, get ready. The Nick Vertucci Real Estate Academy, as seen on TV, is coming soon to offer free training workshops. Call 1-800-297-3902 now to get your free tickets. Call 800-297-3902 in the next 30 minutes, and Nick Vertucci, as a bonus, will send you a free copy of his Fortunes in Flipping kit immediately. Call 800-297-3902. That's 800-297-3902 to get your free tickets and learn the Fortunes in Flipping system to get in, get out, and get paid.
Better than getting a great night's sleep. You wake up, you feel refreshed and ready to go, and you jump out of bed and take on your day. Well, if you have a great pillow like I do, that happens every night. Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola, and I use MyPillow, and I love MyPillow. I get to sleep faster, I stay asleep longer, I sleep better every night with MyPillow, and you can too. Sometimes you have a pillow, it's just not supportive enough, and you wake up and your neck is sore, your shoulders are sore. Sometimes you even wake up with a headache because of a bad pillow. Not with MyPillow. I'm telling you, I love them, and you're going to love it too. If you don't think a pillow is important, then you certainly have never tried MyPillow, and it is the most comfortable pillow I have ever experienced. I have two on my bed. I even bought MyPillows for the boys. Here's what I love about them. They stay cool all night long, which is great if you're a warm sleeper like I am. They hold their shape. The padded interlocking fill it adjusts your sleep needs, so you get it set up at night, you lay down, you go to bed, it stays that way. It doesn't go flat. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night and fold it over in half or flip it to try to get some kind of support. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat. There's a 60-day comfort guarantee, which you're going to love, I'm telling you. It's washable, dryable, and made in the USA. And right now, you can save 50% plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click the Radio Listener's Special tab, and use promo code SCORE. You get two premium king or queen pillows and two additional go-anywhere travel pillows, all for one special price. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code SCORE or call 800-960-3804. MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE.
This is a price alert. This is the Canals BMW courtesy car sale. Start your shopping. More than 75 2017 BMW models, never titled, briefly used as corporate and customer courtesy transportation, are now available to the public at great savings. BMW 3 Series sedans, luxurious 7 Series models, BMW X1, X3, and X5 sport activity vehicles will now be sold on a first-come basis. And at these prices, they will go fast. So hurry in for exceptional savings on your favorite BMW. Plus, special lease and finance offers are available by Canals BMW through BMW Financial Services. The Canals BMW courtesy car sale is underway. Shop Canals BMW, Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000. CanalsBMW.com.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them. They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? It is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're